As you've pointed out, something very unfortunate has happened in Burkina Faso in the last few days, where we've seen regulators suspending the British Broadcasting Corporation and the Voice of America, as well as, I believe, at least 7 other media outlets, all of them international. And the reasons for the suspension is that these media outlets simply did their jobs. They covered a Human Rights Watch report about atrocities that were allegedly committed against civilians by the military in the country. So this is unfortunately an indicator of what we often see in this region when journalists particularly cover security affairs critically or touch on security personnel, the military, the police critically. Governments are quite often quick to retaliate. Perhaps not as always as extreme as in this way.
As CPJ's Africa program coordinator, how do you rate countries like Ethiopia, Kenya, Sudan, Somalia, and Egypt as far as press freedom?
So first of all, it's difficult to have a rating that cuts across all the countries that we cover simply because journalism is different in each of these countries. And as a consequence, the way in which journalists are repressed or are nurtured is also different in each one of these countries. But we can look at certain indicators that can sort of give us a temperature of the water, so to say, or a temperature of the situation for journalists in various countries in the Eastern Horn of Africa. And I often say, you know, as an East African, I personally am disappointed that this region often performs quite poorly on some of these major indicators. So if, for instance, if we look at imprisonment of journalists as an indicator, some of the worst detainers of journalists are in this corner of the world. You know, they include Eritrea, they include Ethiopia. And also when you look at other indicators like physical attacks on journalists, you know, you have countries in this region that have quite a negative, horrible records. And for example, we can see that as including Somalia, where so many journalists have been killed since 1992 when we started keeping track of this data. And though Kenya does not always rank very high when it comes to impunity for attacks for killings of journalists, though those do happen, there are other ways in which the media in Kenya is restricted. And, you know, the Eastern Horn of Africa region, you can see some trends. You can see that physical attacks and imprisonment of journalists are quite high in some countries like Ethiopia, like Somalia, like Eritrea. But then when you look at other countries, you can also see there are other ways, some more subtle, in which the media is silenced, and which can be sometimes equally effective as an imprisonment or a physical attack.
To kind of balance the continent, West Africa, there have been reports of journalists being detained in Nigeria, for instance.
We continue to document, you know, violations against journalists in West Africa and in countries in that region. And also the Sahel, if I may talk about that, we've been worrying about what the media is going through in that region. Yes, in Nigeria, we have repeatedly documented detentions of journalists for varied amounts of time. We've also documented physical attacks. And what we've been calling for there is accountability for the attacks. We started speaking about Burkina Faso and, you know, the banning of the suspension of the international media outlets. But that act of censorship, unfortunately, is not entirely unique in that region. For instance, we can look at Mali earlier this year, where we saw the regulator issuing a directive asking all media to stop broadcasting and publication of political parties and activities of a political nature, which is quite a broad ban. And, you know, speaks to, again, the allergies that governments in sub-Saharan Africa seem to have for political coverage that covers the opposition or for political coverage that does not always favor them, and is a trend seen perhaps in less extreme ways far beyond West Africa and the Sahel, and is seen even in, you know, in parts of Southern Africa where journalists have recently been targeted, briefly arrested or assaulted for covering the opposition.